Watch Angel Mom rips into DHS Chief Mayorkas. He is partially responsible for my daughter's fentanyl poisoning. By John Binder on January 19, 2024. Angel Mom Josephine Dunn ripped into Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday, saying he is partially responsible for her 26-year-old daughter, Ashley Marie, being poisoned by fentanyl. During Thursday's House Homeland Security Committee hearing, Dunn testified to lawmakers about her daughter, Ashley, who died from fentanyl poisoning in May 2021, the day after her son's fifth birthday. Mayorkas was invited to testify at the hearing and meet with Dunn as well as Angel Mom Tammy Nobles. On behalf of her 20-year-old daughter Kayla Hamilton, Nobles is suing President Joe Biden's administration for releasing an illegal alien MS-13 gang member into the United States, who is charged with murdering and raping Hamilton. Watch, mother of MS-13 victim Kayla Hamilton testifies, "I am her voice now." Mayorkas declined to attend the hearing and speak with the Angel Moms, telling Chairman Mark Green, RTN, in a letter that he would not be in attendance. "In my humble opinion, Mr. Mayorkas's border policy is partially responsible for my daughter's death," Dunn said. "His wide-open border policy allows massive quantities of poisonous fentanyl into our country. Arizona is the fentanyl superhighway into the United States. I personally feel Mr. Mayorkas is responsible for opening that border to allow more than 10 million border crossings since February of 2021, which supports most of the illegal fentanyl into this country," emphasis added. "This weapon of mass destruction has killed over 100,000 Americans on our soil for 2 years in a row. Under Secretary Mayorkas's leadership, or lack thereof, fentanyl is an invasion. The weapon of mass destruction has caused unimaginable numbers of deaths, unmeasurable damage to our country's families, including my own," emphasis added. Dunn said Americans deserve to live in a nation free of fentanyl, which starts with Mayorkas closing the southern border through fierce enforcement of federal law to prevent drug trafficking as well as illegal immigration. "My family is broken. My heart is broken, and, Mayorkas, couldn't even be here to listen to me today," Dunn said. "Whatever he is doing that is more important than facing me today, I don't know what that could be. Our country deserves a secure border. Our country deserves to feel safe. We need to close the fentanyl superhighway. We need to close the border," Dunn said. Dunn revealed that she was testifying on behalf of her daughter on what would have been her 29th birthday, slamming Mayorkas for not having the decency to face her. "Today is my daughter's 29th birthday. I would have rather been home with my poor husband grieving her today," Dunn said. "I didn't need to be here today. So whatever he's doing, I hope it's more important than that." In Biden's first 2 years in office, more than 200,000 Americans died from drug overdoses and poisonings, the overwhelming majority of which involved fentanyl. Put another way, drugs and fentanyl have killed 70 times as many Americans in 2021 and 2022 than those who died in the September 11, 2001, Islamic terrorist attacks. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.